Sport from the BBC with Andrew Horse. Coming up, Mario Balotelli's the centre of attention as Italy beat Germany in the semi-finals of football's European Championship.
Cassano here into the penalty. Goal from Balotelli! Mario Balotelli was there, the ball was lifted in from Cassano.
Montolivo chipping in the direction of Balotelli, who's onside and away from them. Balotelli gets for 2-0. What a goal! What a strike! Balotelli!
Well, the world number one, Lucas Rosols, let rip with a display of big hitting to beat Rafael Nadal in one of the biggest Wimbledon shocks in living memory. And Usain Bolt prepares to race at the Jamaican Olympic Trials. The football, and it'll be Italy against Spain in the final of the European Championship after their 2-1 win over Germany in Thursday's semi-final. Striker Mario Balotelli scored both goals for the Italians, with the German goal, a Mesut Ozil penalty, not arriving until injury time. The BBC's Alan Green was watching in Warsaw.
Perhaps Germany began the game showing too much respect to Italy in general and particularly towards Pirlo. But you know, they were right. Germany were favourites, but Italy were magnificent. Balotelli headed them in front on 20 minutes, Hummels and Badstuber both at fault, and a quarter of an hour later, Balotelli again, his run onto Montolivo's pass, exposing Lahm and flashing an unstoppable shot past Neuer. Why always him? Germany made two half-time substitutions to try to pressurise Italy, but they couldn't shut off the supply line to the other end. Marchisio should have scored twice, Di Natale once. Ozil converted a stoppage time penalty as near as Germany got to extra time.
Well, let's hear Mario Balotelli's thoughts on those two goals that saw Italy into the final.
The first one, it was a really good pass from Cassano, really amazing pass. And then when the ball was there, it was easy, because when Cassano do an assist, then it's easy. Then sometimes it go in and sometimes it go out, but it does depend, it's normal. And the second one, it was a nice assist from Montolivo. And usually I shoot on the other side, but this time I tried to shoot on the front court, on the front post, and it was good.
The former German national team coach Jürgen Klinsmann had no doubts that Italy deserved to win, but he told the BBC Germany can take much encouragement from how they've played in the tournament.
The future is there for that team. I think, you know, tonight you could clearly see that they hit the wall. They saw their limits. They were outplayed by Italy in the first half, and then Italy did a wonderful kind of defensive work second half. And so they will continue to grow. They will continue to mature. But they were exploited by that Italian side. They get all the credit tonight.
Now to the biggest upset in tennis in years, because the former champion Rafael Nadal has been knocked out of Wimbledon in the second round by the world number 100, Lucas Rosol. He was beaten 6-7, 6-4, 6-4, 6-2, 6-4 by the Czech, the lowest-ranked player to ever defeat the Spaniard in a Grand Slam. The BBC's Chris Dennis saw the upset unfold.
Well, this was a result that no one saw coming, and one which will send shockwaves throughout tennis, indeed the entire sporting world. This was Nadal's first defeat this early on in a Grand Slam for 7 years, and at 100, Rosol is the lowest-ranked player to have beaten the Spaniard in a Grand Slam tournament. But make no mistake, it was no fluke. Nadal was simply outplayed, outthought, simply battered by a Czech journeyman making his first ever appearance at the All England Club. Quite a debut. With the light having faded, the final set shootout was played out under the roof on centre court, which merely added to the sense of theatre. When Rosol boomed down yet another ace to seal the match, he sank to his knees in disbelief. Nadal, on the other side of the net, looked simply shell-shocked.
Well, Nadal praised Rosol's performance in what was sometimes a fractious match, but he insists he wasn't helped by that decision to close the roof on centre court after the fourth set to allow the match to be completed on the night.
He was able to hit, especially in the fifth set, to hit every ball as hard as he dreamed, and every ball was right, no? So just congratulate him. I think I lost that match in the first three sets. It's not the time to find excuses, but obviously after. It's not the time to find excuses, but obviously after winning the fourth, 6-2, playing very well and finishing with very good confidence before, I have to go to the locker, wait 45 minutes and play with the different conditions. Sure, the opponent arrived in a different way.
Well, Rosell, as we've been hearing, is lowly ranked, relatively speaking, and it's his best win by some distance. But he insists he wasn't intimidated by facing someone with Nadal's experience and titles.
Before the match, I was just thinking, you know, to play three good sets, you know. I'm not thinking that I'm going to lose 3-0, you know, but I was just concentrated because I know Nadal is only human, you know. So he can play good, and some matches, you know, he can just be not in good shape, you know. So I think it was today, and I played very good. It was my best match ever.
So Nadal out, and it was far from plain sailing for Maria Sharapova either. The world number one serve deserted her against the Bulgarian Svetlana Peronkova, but a 6-love final set sets up a third round meeting with Su Weishe from Chinese Taipei. No such problems for defending champion Petra Kvitova or the 4-times champion Serena Williams. They both reach round 3 with straight sets victories. Annie Murray is also into the last 32 after seeing off the customary barrage of aces from Ivo Karlovic, and other winners today: Joe Wilfried Tsonga, David Ferrer and Juan Martín Del Potro. David Beckham's not been selected for Great Britain's Olympic football squad. Despite being in coach Stuart Pearce's preliminary selections, the LA Galaxy midfielder has not been included in the final 18 as one of three permitted players over the age of 23. Instead, Ryan Giggs, Craig Bellamy and Micah Richards will take part. Beckham says in a statement, "Naturally I'm very disappointed, but there will be no bigger supporter of the team than me." The triple Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt still has to qualify for London 2012, and it's a process that starts for him later this Thursday at Jamaica's Olympic track and field trials in Kingston. Bolt, along with the world 100 metres champion Johan Blake and the former world record holder Asafa Powell, are among the elite sprinters who enter the men's 100 metres at the quarter-final stage. Bolt hasn't raced his training partner Blake since last year. On the evidence of their respective seasons so far, though, perhaps Bolt hasn't got too much to worry about. Kayan Rayner's covering the trials for the RJR Communications Group and agrees we've yet to see the best of Blake in 2012.
I believe that his last few performances, Blake that is, would not kind of inspire confidence that he's the one to challenge Usain Bolt at the Olympics. But fact is, they're both trained by Mr. Glenn Mills, and he's prepared them over the last two seasons to be ready when it matters most. And thinking that Mills did not travel with Blake to his meets in early this year, in the last month or so. But I think the 2 weeks since he's been back from that meet in Canada, where he also won in a substandard time, that he would be okay.
We've been told first three past the post qualify in each event. If Bolt wasn't in the first three in the 100 or the 200 finals this weekend, could you see a mechanism by which he would get picked anyway, or would those Jamaican selectors stick to their criteria and only pick the first three past the post?
Well, we've given what occurred at the Olympic trials in 2008, it was quite clear that they would not mess with that. Veronica Campbell-Brown, long respected as one of our best female sprinters and best medal prospect, the world was not allowed to compete in the 100 meters in Beijing. And I don't see them allowing Bolt to run the 100 meters if he's out of the top three.
And the woman who edged Campbell-Brown out of the first three in the 100 meters at the Jamaican trials 4 years ago was Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, who went on to win gold in Beijing, and the two renew their rivalry in the 100 and the 200 meters this weekend. You're listening to World Sport here on the BBC World Service. A reminder of our top stories before we leave you. Italy have beaten Germany 2-1 to make the final of football's European Championship. And Rafael Nadal's out of Wimbledon beat